a third anniversary passes in Syria's uprising. Some churches in the Philippines are sharing one Bible, and a TV ministry wins the right to be heard in Egypt. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Syria is being pressured to make the third anniversary of its conflict the last to be marked by blood. A third of the country's population has been displaced, creating the worst refugee crisis in 20 years. Trouble is, money pledged to help them isn't really reaching those in need. World Renew's Ken Little explains why.
People respond pretty generously when the crisis is a natural disaster, something that people could not have caused. But when it's a conflict situation, people tend to forget that there's a lot of innocent people who need our help.
World Renew's church partners are in Jordan and Lebanon and also inside Syria, but the resources are limited.
We currently have some funding from the Canadian Food Grains Bank that will last to the end of June. And after the end of June, our projects come to an end, and we're not quite sure how we'll be able to continue to assist.
Did you catch that? Churches are helping, which means the gospel is going forward.
They feel called by God to stay and serve, and it's a real opportunity for Christians.
You can act now. We've got links at our website. Next, with less than 90 days to go until the 2014 World Cup in Brazil, tickets are in high demand. So are women and children. The World Cup is expected to cause a spike in human trafficking. EFCA Reach Global's Jeff Droogsma says they'll be in each World Cup city, but not to watch soccer.
Each one of those days, 24 hours a day, we're going to have a location where we will pray nonstop, worship nonstop.
They're also working with Brazilian churches to get trafficking victims off the streets. Each person will hear the hope of the gospel. It's good preparation for the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Droogsma shares a couple of things that you can be praying about.
People are more willing to give up money than time. So number one is workers. Number two is our Brazilian partners. For Brazilians to see this need, it's easy to get numb to it.
You can also join one of the outreach teams at our website. This is Mission Network News. When you came to Christ, one of the first things you did was get a Bible, right? Did you know in some countries, whole congregations learn from one beat-up Bible? Well, it's true in parts of the Philippines. Christian Resources International recently returned from a preview trip distributing $500,000 worth of Bibles and Christian literature. Jason Wolford of CRI highlights some of the trip.
We had the opportunity to lead over 200 people to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I had the incredible privilege of speaking God's word in Batangas, in the provincial capital.
The trip confirms one thing for CRI.
The importance, the need, and the hunger that people have for God's word. You know, for us, we have such an abundance of it here in America that sometimes we take it for granted, and there they don't have it, and they desire it, and they want it, and they want to teach people.
Meanwhile, U.S. college kids are showing their support for the persecuted church. Open Doors USA says their new program gives students a tangible way to reach persecuted believers around the world. One campaign uses social media to encourage Christians in Iraq. Another uses pocket change to help believers who've lost everything. Find the complete story at our website. Pray a new generation rises up to stand with the persecuted church. And a film competition is encouraging dialogue in Egypt. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, organized the contest to bring people from different backgrounds together. Independent judges had to choose three winners from 52 submissions. Two of the top three were Sat7 productions. This story continues at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for the gospel to advance in the Arab world through quality filmmaking. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Casting Crown's new CD called Thrive when you support Mission Network News.
It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll send you the Casting Crown CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.